5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily jab of truth.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
If you want to drain the swamp, you cannot put the biggest alligator in charge of the exercise.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
These guys managed to make the Republican Party look idiot. They weaken us for 2024.
I don't have any time for listening to fossils sitting on Fox News, making their money on their contracts, coming out and talking about things they don't know anything about.
Like north is still north. People can yell at you.
We cannot let the terrorists win.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things.
And every single one of the 20 conservatives that demanded these changes did so for the good of the country, full stop.
And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth, excellence, and optimism for America. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back, my friends. Hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Remember, we're on a podcast, Wendy Bell Radio, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Give us a download. Give us a listen. Give us a follow. We appreciate that above all else. It's super duper is helpful to us. And this is a group effort, a family called Common Sense Conservatism. You know, it's one thing when people are offended by other people's viewpoints. It's another thing when they push a narrative that is deadly, that costs you and your family your safety, your well-being, your livelihood, your freedom. And that is the very dangerous place we are now. In 2023, I never thought a country predicated on this idea of freedom, this constitutional republic, this great experiment. When you look at all of the other countries in the world, we are the babies and we are the brightest, or have been. To imagine it's unraveling, it's retrograde in such short amount of time, it's so dark, because this has been in the works for a long time. So the prevailing narrative, of course, is one certain thing. It is about activism. It is about outrage. It is about emotion. It's not about being educated. It's not about doing your own research. It's about being spoon-fed hot topics that enrage you and then being nudged to act. Whether it be to set fires, to damage pregnancy crisis centers or churches, what have you. That is the overarching mantra of today's Democratic, Liberal, Socialist, Marxist, Communist Party. It has nothing to do with freedom. It has nothing to do with equity or inclusion, because everything they do is contrary to that, and you know. So what's going on in college campuses trying to get conservative speakers, or speakers who have contrary opinions to the prevailing leftism that seems to be spoon-fed, indoctrinated, our students, right? It's even more pervasive in medicine. And this is where the family doctor, the independent doctor, the doctor who's not owned by some corporate monolith, but is beholden to one thing and one thing only, and that is the Hippocratic Oath, to do no harm. To a doctor who has an unwavering concern for his patients or her patients, those people are going by the wayside. Just like these big monolithic banks are gobbling up other smaller banks, and we're going to have just a few, so is the same thing happening in medicine. And when you have this monolithic and homogenized thinking, things can get very corrupt and very dirty and very dangerous in a hurry, and they have. Doctors who used ivermectin, we've had many of them on this program, because they were basically exorcised from their medical communities. Their corporate monoliths kicked them to the curb. Have had to find a new place to communicate with the rest of us. Dr. Pierre Corey, Dr. Robert Malone, Peter McCullough, the list goes on and on. Dr. Simone Gold, we've spoken to them. Dr. Scott Jensen. And the things that they have said about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine as being highly effective, highly available, and highly affordable therapeutics, things to take to treat COVID, that we know because other countries, think India, have used them with great success. It's not debatable. These people have been castigated. They've been vilified. They've been shouted down and forcibly removed from the institutions that they have been a part of for decades. I almost threw up when I read this morning. We told you the story of Dr. John Littell in Sarasota, Florida. Works in a couple, Ocala and Sarasota. Has thousands of patients, which is not uncommon. And he was paying attention during COVID, which we would hope all of our doctors would, but many did not. They were spoon-fed marching orders from their monoliths, and without doing any due diligence, without thinking critically, they passed along bad guidance to many of their patients, i.e. pregnant people, young people, healthy young people. Get the vaccine. It's safe and effective. No, it's not. No, it's not. And Dr. Littell was paying attention to these things, and he had access to alternative treatments, which are contrary to the emergency use authorization that these drug makers needed in order to push through the FDA, this universal, everybody gets it, and nobody can sue us for it if something goes sideways after the fact. That in of itself is just disgusting. How about this headline? This is from thefloridapress.com. Florida doctor stripped of board certification over COVID-19 misinformation. It's not misinformation. It's just contrary to the prevailing narrative that they're so desperate to push so that they continue to make their money. You continue to acquiesce to every request and you're not allowed to ask questions or sue after the fact. The American Board of Family Medicine has stripped the certification of Florida doctor John Littell. Littell, a U.S. Army veteran and family physician, made headlines for using ivermectin to treat over 3,000 COVID-19 patients. He says, I got disciplined for giving ivermectin, which got a young mom out of the hospital in 3 days when she would have died, said Dr. Littell, speaking outside a meeting of the Sarasota Memorial Hospital Board. Dr. Littell is facing further discipline from the American Board of Family Medicine, of whom Littell has been a certified member since July 13th of 1990. It's a long time, according to the letter. ABFM has determined that your public channels contain false, inaccurate, and misleading statements constituting health misinformation and disinformation about COVID-19, the COVID-19 vaccine, and the effort of public health officials to address the COVID-19 pandemic through vaccination and other mitigation measures. The letter states, what other mitigation might that be? Remdesivir, which has such a great net effect on people? Aha. In the letter, professional specialist Andrea D. Back writes Littell violated board guidelines, including competence, a commitment to lifelong learning, honesty with the public, and refraining from disruptive behavior in a healthcare environment. What are these people? Children? Children who need to have their hands slapped by some board? By some mommy out there who controls the information? How dare you? Back writes Littell violated these guidelines by making, quote, false and misleading claims on his Rumble channel and his website. What do you want to bet? That Dr. Littell amassed quite a big following. And they got butthurt that he was getting some spotlight time, sharing what he believed was well within his Hippocratic oath to share. do no harm. You want to look at the number of studies of people who've died after taking ivermectin? It's infinitesimal. Infinitesimal. And you look closer to see how many people have died following taking ivermectin following COVID, it's even smaller. They know they don't have a leg to stand on. Back does not deny that COVID vaccines are causing myocarditis in children, but downplays it. Oh my goodness, where did we hear that today? That's right, Moderna CEO similarly downplaying it and lying under oath to the Senate and vis-a-vis the American people in the world. The myocarditis caused by COVID vaccination is mild and not associated with fatalities, Back states. Now, do you believe that she's highly educated? Do you believe that she's actually done her due diligence? Do you believe that she knows what we know, that I share with you every single day on this program? Or is she one of those people who says it's the Don't Say Gay bill? Or is she one of those people who claims that Charlie Kirk called for the lynching of certain people? Or is she one of the people who believes that Michael Knowles at the University of Pittsburgh believes that transgender individuals should be eradicated? All of which, false statements, lying to the people's faces out there, lying to a very eager population of clone troopers who are hypnotized, who are fed outrage to then force them to go act. These are the people, these Dr. Backs of the world, these Stephanie Bancels, Stephen Bancels, the Faucis, the sheep who follow the medical conglomerate's guidance without thinking for themselves. That's the true threat. And so now a good doctor who for going on 40 years served the people respectably and respectfully has been stripped of his medical license. If you don't think they can do it to you, this is just one more bit of an example for you. They will stop at nothing to destroy common sense. And it's disgusting. Patriot Switch is a place I go to shop. A place where I find 450 products that are made in America by Americans that are as good as, if not better than, many of the name brand products that you would buy from Procter & Gamble, Unilever, Johnson & Johnson. Think of products that you would buy in the personal care aisle, things that you would use in your bathroom, and then items that you would find in your under your kitchen sink, your cleaning detergents, your laundry detergents, and even things like makeup, skincare products, even coffee, meat, all sorts of stuff you can get at Patriot Switch. Look, I like spending my family's money with a company that has my values, that loves America, that believes what I believe. And so I've moved from Walmart, and I've moved from Sam's, and I've moved from Amazon and Target to Patriot Switch. We create jobs, we do the right thing, and at the end of the day, it feels really good. If you'd like to learn more about these products, including the mail order USDA Prime Beef, starts around Easter, go to patriotswitch.com/Wendy. patriotswitch.com/Wendy. My name is lowercase. All right, when we come back, we have a little audio soundbite for you. Couple of them, in fact. This one is Matt Gaetz. He says something very interesting about Ron DeSantis yesterday. I want you to hear this. And then Van Jones in the crosshairs. How is the left eating him now? Oh, they'll eat their own. Proof right after this on the Wendy Bell Radio program. So, you know, I'm not a big CNN gal myself, you know this, but they do provide great fodder. I do, however, find myself liking Van Jones. I disagree with many of his viewpoints. I appreciate the way in which he expresses them, though. He doesn't strike me as a triggered leftist. He strikes me as a thoughtful commentator. And it's, I get it when I disagree with him, but I would never say he should be censored. I would never say CNN should be taken off the air. I would never say any of that stuff. And isn't it intriguing that Van Jones is now in the crosshairs of the Democratic Party because he said one specific thing about this whole kit and caboodle against Donald Trump and its ridiculosity. It is 15 seconds, and I want you to hear it now.
I think that the heat is on this DA. I think he's going to make a very sober decision, and I would not be surprised if he doesn't step back from the brink. I just think that the reality is he's got to make a sober decision now. I agree with David. A charge like this, a porn star payoff 7 years ago, somehow tied to the election, but not really. It doesn't seem like the right way to go.
Wow. Was that fake news? I said 15 seconds. I'm sorry.
I changed the soundbite on you because you said you wanted a longer.
Okay. So I wasn't. Okay. All right. So it was actually 26 seconds. Hey, we're nothing if not honest here on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Okay. So what does he say? He says the flimsy charges. I think this prosecutor guy, I think he's going to step back from the brink. It is reasonable to do that. Oh my gosh. What is he being called now? I have to pull up this article because they pretty much are calling him an Uncle Tom. How dare you? You're a black man. We counted on you in our camp. You're not allowed to waver. You're not allowed to think independently. And you wanted to talk independently? How dare you? Doesn't that just strike you as so diverse and like so equitable and so inclusionary? Like, I just get this warm feeling about this. Left going bananas. Of course, it's one of the fairer points made by a CNN contributor. Right? But what are people saying? How dare you? How dare you? He should be banned too. What a louse coming under attack from people in his own party. Isn't that amazing when that happens? You know who doesn't really do that all that often? I'm just going to say it. Conservatives. We don't. Now, there are toxic, obnoxious people on the right too, I will say. But I don't think we're triggered as commonly. I don't know what the trigger is other than the flag behind me. So Van Jones, oh my, what are you going to do, Van? Are you going to come more moderate? Because it seems like the only place to go. Because your party left you at the altar, babe. And then there's Matt Gaetz on Ron DeSantis. And I just want to play the soundbite for you regarding the whole Trump debacle. Listen to what Matt Gaetz said, the congressman from Florida.
Well, if I were governor of Florida, I would not allow any Floridian to be hauled before some Soros-backed prosecutor in some blue city over politics. And I wouldn't make an exception to not protect the president of the United States. Ron DeSantis should be standing in the breach to stop any sort of extradition of President Trump from the state of Florida. And the fact that he's not doing so puts every Floridian at risk who could be the subject of a false allegation. I know Ron DeSantis well, he's a friend, but he hasn't been the target of false and persistent allegations like President Trump has. And so I don't think he really understands the nature of this fight right now. I think that it was a bit uncouth for him to take a jab at the former president. And there's a role for the governor of Florida here, I think, to stand up for our state, for the rule of law, and to push back against the Sorosization of the criminal justice system.
Well said. Ron DeSantis either stands up, he's saying, and does the right thing and shows what kind of leader he is, or he sends a message that is far louder to common sense conservatives all across the fruited plain. Don't disagree. Both he and Van Jones, if you think about it, are saying the same thing. Gaetz and Jones. Different words, same idea. As we watch this case against the former president implode. Don't go anywhere. How about the EPA head wants to spend $375 million of your dollars on what? Wait, next. So if you're a frequent flyer of this program, you know as well as I that Brock and I made a journey to East Palestine, Ohio several weeks ago. We thought it was important because the video of the toxic train derailment and then the ensuing decision-making that just never seemed to make any sense to us. And the people who were saying, you know what, we are absolutely choking here. Our air is making us sick. Our water is questionable. Our fish in the streams are dead. And farmers within miles of us are saying that they're having problems with their livestock. Dead deer are being found along the riverbed. What's going on? And we got this radio silence from anybody on the left. You know, these are supposed to be the people who care so much. It's what every one of their yard signs says. Except you know that they don't, because they show you every day that they don't. And so we went. We drove an hour, met with a young lady. We hopped in her truck and she drove us to her backyard, about a third of a mile in her backyard, where there are crops, land that she leases to farmers to grow their crops. And her land ends at the train tracks owned by Norfolk Southern Railroad. Those train tracks, which a couple hundred yards down, where that Norfolk Southern train derailed, where Norfolk Southern officials decided to blow up the derailed tanker cars under some guise of safety. None of it added up, made no sense. And we looked back in time. Years ago, back into the 1970s or 80s, other train derailments where things happened, where it's taken now 40 years for the land and the water and everything to finally be okay. That zip code was decimated by that decision. Nobody was collaborating with the people of East Palestine, Ohio. Nobody asked them what they thought. It just happened. It's like Big Pharma being in bed with big government. You're not consulted. Nobody asks you what your thoughts are on that. And yet these are the people who think, as they've made billions upon billions of dollars, or in Fauci's case, millions upon millions, they think it's perfectly reasonable to continue the charade, keep the money laundering operation going, and force this stuff on your children. I mean, do you know how disgusting that is? And the thing that's so preposterous about everything that's so wrong is the overarching alleged do-goodery with which the left proposes its initiatives. It's all about something that's supposed to make you feel good. Equity. Justice. What is justice? What is justice? Because it ain't what the people in East Palestine, Ohio are feeling. And so they trot out Michael Regan, head of the EPA. They champion him because he's a black guy. Oh, yay. Nobody cares. Do you really care? I don't care. Be good at your job. Be somebody who's empathetic and compassionate and good at what they do. Have a background that's commensurate to the job that you are being asked to perform. And then perform your job nobly. Serve the people who you are supposed to serve. Don't phone it in, and by golly, don't be corrupt. How could you do that? So we stumbled upon this article. And this sound. I have to play this for you. By the way, if you haven't fallen into C-SPAN lately and lost yourself for even just an hour, might I say it's probably the finest television you'll watch. Why? Nobody's telling you what to think. There's no news anchor. There's no production value. It is what it is. It's a static camera. There's Senate hearings. You get to hear from elected representatives. Yesterday, I got to hear that my senator from Pennsylvania, who is still actually working, Bob Casey Jr., is as boring as he was in the 1990s when he started. I don't know why Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have a freaking endorsement deal of his, right? Listen to this guy and you'll put your head down in no time. Michael Regan, head of the EPA, went before the Senate talking about the budget. Well, we got to vie for our money. We got to vie for our dollars. This is what he dropped. This is what is important to the EPA, not the health and wellness of people it absolutely destroyed. The people who Joe Biden is too busy to go see, not too busy to go and ruffle through his, you know, classified documents in Delaware or any other places that he goes. Too busy to go see people suffering. Too busy to see people having problems paying their bills. Too busy going to find $6.39 tater tots that used to be $3.50. Too busy to tell the truth about gas prices. These are these people. This is Michael Regan yesterday in front of the Senate. Go.
In fiscal year 2024, EPA requests more than $375 million and 265 FTE for the Environmental Justice Program. The funding will help to expand support for community-based organizations, indigenous organizations, tribes, states, local government, and other territorial governments so that they can identify and develop solutions to their environmental justice concerns through multi-partner collaborations.
What the hell does that even mean, Michael? What does that mean? It means nothing because it is nothing except a giant money laundering pit. What exactly is environmental justice? And how does one achieve it? Michael, if I were there, I'd say, what is environmental justice? I guarantee you he couldn't answer that question. Do you guys see one of the guys who was trying to be a judge that John Kennedy from Louisiana had a question of? What is the Brady Act or what is the Brady rule? Guy had no idea what he was talking about. Totally dumbfounded. You should be able to easily and succinctly espouse what exactly it is you're asking the American people to give hundreds of millions of dollars, $375 freaking million dollars to create 200 and something new jobs. That's a hell of a paycheck. How does one define environmental justice? Because I define it as, I don't know, maybe having enough water or free or clean water. Hi, Flint, Michigan's on the phone. Are your taps dependable yet? How about that? Environmental justice for equity, for tribes, for indigenous people, for everybody who's disenchanted, for leprechauns and unicorns, everybody. What the hell are you talking about, Mr. Regan? Besides making a laughing stock of you and every boob out there with a D after their name. Well, we found this cat has been pushing this garbage for a while. In fact, we found something. I snagged it off of Twitter. I want to put it on the screen and I'll read it to those of you who are listening to the program today. Pollution prevention grants, $16 million to help businesses reduce toxic pollutants and advance environmental justice. What the hell is that? Why is the federal government using our money in a way that has absolutely no tangible effects? That's why climate change is such a kick in the pants, right? Because there's no decided science. There are some people who are like, oh my God, Manhattan's going to be underwater. Get your MREs. You guys growing your chickens, right? Where's the fallout shelter? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the world's gonna end in 10 years. And there's actually a generation of young people who's not having children because they're worried about overpopulation. Well, Bill Gates has done a fine job with that, right? So there's that crazy contingent. And then there's other scientific people who are like, well, you know what? The Earth cycles of heating and cooling have, I don't know, kind of been going on for a long time. You mean to tell us that, you know, a couple hundred years of us civilization and the Industrial Revolution has permanently, cataclysmically changed the environment, and that somehow only if we spend hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, that aren't going to do anything, we're going to change that? Well, we can fudge the science. We can make the science anything we want it to be. Oh, yeah. But let's talk about all the whales and the dolphins that are dying on the East Coast. What's going on with that, Mr. Regan? Guarantee you he knows absolutely zero about that. But if you asked him about the Don't Say Gay bill, he would say, ah, it's Ron DeSantis. He's homophobic. Ah, got it. Well, at least you're educated. These are the best, brightest people we have. Environmental justice? What is that? $375 million? If I was in the Senate, oh boy. I'd be like, thank you very much for being here, Mr. Whatever the heck, Mr. EPA Administrator. Are you out of your ever-loving mind? And the United States of America wants their money back because you are a waste of it. You know, and the worst thing is, can you imagine? I imagine this is what Clarence Thomas in the 90s warned about with affirmative action. And he was a staunch no against affirmative action, which would give black people, particularly in the realm of college admissions, more skin in the game, more spots. Whether they deserved it or not, there would be quotas. School had to reach these quotas. Well, we have that anyway. What was Clarence Thomas's rebuttal to that argument, that somehow that was going to make things more fair? Well, people who weren't black, he said, when working side by side with people who were going to have this idea that the only reason those black people were there is because they were nudged into those positions. They were given unfair beneficial treatment. He says, this is contrary. This is antithetical to the entire argument of what makes America great. You work for what you get. If you live in a poor area, you work like nuts to get out of it. Who wants to keep you there? Democrats. We don't open doors and create positions for people just because they check boxes. Because lo and behold, look at your government. Look at your $32 trillion in national debt and growing. Look at this influx of people who have no business being here, who we know nothing about, who you and I are footing the bill for. This is what you get. And the only way we got here is because of a mechanism of cheating, of lawlessness, of deceit and fraud, the likes of which I think most of us haven't even the foggiest idea. And that's the part that makes me so sick when these sanctimonious do-gooders get up with our checkbook and gleefully talk about BS programs that have no definitive benchmarks, no conclusions, and no results. There you go. You know, results, though. Touching your toes. Being able to sit on the ground and play with your grandchildren. Being able to do any activity you want for as long as you want and not feel searing pain. That's progress. And that is what you get with this revolutionary procedure called intradisc neutrosis. Dr. Richard Rafferty, literally, this is what he does. It is his jam. It is a non-surgical treatment for sciatica, spinal stenosis, deteriorating discs, that bone on bone that's miserable, that pinches nerves. Your discs can heal themselves with the right therapy. And Doc Rafferty is the guy who does it. He's fantastic. He's helped 10,000 people, and he can help you. You've got nothing to lose, costs you nothing to place that phone call and be like, can I talk to Dr. Rafferty, please? 412-906-9600. 412-906-9600. PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. Go today. All right, let's see what we have on deck here. George Bush. We have a little George Bush. Isn't it so amazing that what George Bush was saying about Russia so many years ago is sort of exactly what we say about America today? Wait for the parallels next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Tell me what's on your mind. All right, so we found this audio soundbite. I thought it was years ago. I'm wrong. That was fake news. I'm going to correct myself. We like to be honest here on the Wendy Bell Radio program. This is George Bush, former President George Bush, within the last year, all right? And he's talking, and I should have known better, because he's talking about Russia vis-a-vis Ukraine, all right? And I want you to listen to what he's saying and then see what seems so weirdly familiar to you. It's almost like you can connect some dots. Let's hear together.
Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway. 75.
Now, he makes a joke about that, but how is this any different from what's happening here in America? Corrupt elections. Anybody who lives in Realville knows that everything that we've been fed has been a hunk of baloney. And it is so offensive. It is so illegal. And the machinations must be so deep and so dark and so disgusting that they will stop at nothing to win. They will try to imprison a former president over charges that they know suck in their desperation to do whatever they can to give them a fighting chance to not have to cheat to the degree that they did with Joe Biden. They needed, what, 7 cities simultaneously to all shut down? They needed all sorts of weird things simultaneously to happen. And happen they did. And then they needed social media to jump in and to silence and to shut down any of us who said, what? That's so not logical. I'm paying attention. I'm no rocket scientist, but I went to bed and Trump was up, what, 800,000 in my neighborhood, in my state, and all of a sudden he loses by 80,000? Are you out of your ever-loving mind? Clearly they don't think that this is something we're going to fall for. And they kept pushing it. And then they galvanized their clone troopers. You go after anybody who says anything about this, they are election deniers. They are dangerous. And then they opened up the borders. Bring in all these people. Invade our country. A la what George Bush said. How is what he said about Russia and Ukraine any different than what's going on here in the United States? And it's our government doing it, lying to our faces through poor communicators, a la John Kirby, Ian Sams, right? KJP. And then they want to hide behind their diversity as a veiled threat to you. Don't you dare criticize us. Because if you're criticizing us, you're making hateful statements. We're offended by that. That's not diverse, equitable, or inclusionary, right? And you're on this hamster wheel of insanity that, of course, you know is all garbage. Carrie Lake knows it's all garbage. And riddle me this. How is it possible that the people who never campaigned, Joe Biden, Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, and Katie Hobbs in Arizona, and I'm sure there are others that I'm forgetting, just said no to debates, no to campaigning, no to anything. They didn't have to, because the system was set up. And Carrie Lake, with something that came out of the Arizona Supreme Court last night, this is within 12 hours old, puts her right back in the crosshairs of what could be the linchpin case to unravel this cheating mechanism. Make no mistake, the left is scared. What did the Supreme Court decide? Remember as well, though we also have evidence that Katie Hobbs, the alleged governor of Arizona, has reportedly been getting bribed money from the cartels. How is it that she owns 9 homes again? What is this scheme that they're perpetrating? And how close is Carrie Lake to unraveling it? We're going to talk about that. Big news right on deck coming up next. Don't go anywhere on the Wendy Bell Radio Program.